Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Up today, hide the money from your wife. Chad Dukes versus the world. From the Fan in D.C. is back on the bench in the biggest way possible. How you doing there, Mr. Dukes?
I cannot live up to that introduction, Scotty, unless you had Ric Flair walking down the aisle after that. Who can live up to that?
I need to know, so I'm watching that game last night, and I'm thinking to myself, and literally I just said it on the air. My shoes cost more than your house, Ric Flair. So I have to say that I thought, seriously, that they'd fire Gruden today.
Yeah, they didn't. And what's weird about it, Scotty, is that he came out and basically, I don't think he wants to play Haskins. I don't think he wanted to draft Haskins. He got into a weird, wedding match about Darius Geis and Adrian Peterson, where he had kind of a weird comment about, if I were going to line up in the I formation, run the ball 51 times, maybe Adrian Peterson will be up. Well, then Geis gets hurt. I think he's having a lot of stuff shoved on him right now. And he's firing back, but the firings are going to take place. It seems to be the consensus after that Patriots game. They're going to let him get to pay the Patriots because they got Miami after that. And that's when you can come in and cleave his skull and fire Minuski or whatever you want to do. And if you want to turn the keys over to Bill Callahan, the guy they really love is Kevin O'Connell. He's the offensive coordinator. They think he's the next Sean McVay, but he hadn't called plays for them yet. Gruden bristled at that notion too. So I think this is all setting up to – right there, you get eviscerated by New England. You got your new quarterback and your coach of the future calling plays, and you get to go into Miami and hopefully get your first win of the season.
Do you think that, because, when he said he's not worried about his job, that's always writing on the wall to me. When they say they're not worried about their job, that's all they're worried about.
Could be, Scotty, but I got to know Jay a little bit, and look. He's going to walk out of town, and they're going to pay him another $7 million, and he's going to immediately have a job with his brother or, as an offensive coordinator anywhere. He's done a great job of rising above the stink of the Redskins. You know about this, Scotty. Mike Shanahan couldn't rise above the stink. Any of these guys. Jim Dorn's coaching an XFL team, for God's sakes. This team has drug everybody down, but people kind of know that Gruden is a good offensive mind. He can get wide receivers open, maybe not at a coaching capacity, but – I think he's fine sitting here and guiding the ship through all these horrible issues the Redskins have. He's done it for the past few years, and if he gets fired, more the better, he gets his money. I actually don't think he's in too bad of a spot right now.
It really is embarrassing. Not so much him. I could care less. I think people think I have some kind of thing, some kind of fight with this guy. I could care less. I don't care one way or the other about that guy. I don't, I called him a fat ass a few years ago. Who cares? It's meaningless to me. I call a lot of people names. I call myself a lot of names. And the bottom line is that, but my question is this. The Redskins, it is beyond reproach that, honestly, growing up, because I'm 54, and I hate to sound like an old dude, but I grew up with the Redskins winning Super Bowls and the Hogs and just domination and just, sold out, crazy fans. Every week you had a nightmare on your hands when you played the Redskins. Now they're like a punchline in jokes. It is unbelievable to me how far that franchise, it is absolutely bottom feeder now.
You got to tell me who the worst franchise – give me a worse franchise in football than the Redskins. And don't tell me the Dolphins, because the Dolphins have a vision. They have a goal. Whether or not you approve of it or not, the Dolphins are doing exactly what they want to do right now, and they're moving in the direction they want to move in. The Redskins have never admitted that they need a rebuild, Scotty. They've never fully committed to that. They're not close to being a competitor. They lie to themselves and think they are. They're – failing from the top all the way down. You saw what happened yesterday. They misspelled London Fletcher's name on the day they're putting him in the Ring of Honor. They had a guy steering Gatorade with a big sleeve of cups. They screw up absolutely every bit of the process.
Really?
You can't Yeah, you didn't see that video? It went viral as hell. There was a big sleeve of cups stirring up. By the way, they're still mixing Gatorade in Washington, D.C. I don't think kids' soccer teams do that. They fail at everything.
That is unbelievable.
Google that. You won't believe it.
So what do? You sit there on the air in the afternoon, and I can't even imagine what your radio show's like with these fans.
Well, it's nuts because the Redskins have always been an 800-pound gorilla, but the Capitals won a Stanley Cup. The Nationals are going back to the playoffs for the fifth time in 8 years. And, Scotty, I'm 40. I remember. A lot of my listeners don't remember the Super Bowls. I do. Or you couldn't. There was no other sporting team that you would even think about discussing. And now maybe there is. Like, people are angry for a day, and then I've got to talk about, you know, wild card games. I got to talk about the upcoming hockey season. It's very odd to see the zeitgeist shift in Washington, D.C. You saw the crowd the last 2 weeks. The Cowboys fans and the Chicago fans both outnumbered Redskins fans inside of FedEx Field, and it wasn't even close. I mean, we've never been this low for as long as I've been alive, certainly as long as I've been doing sports talk.
Why don't they play Haskins? I don't care. Like this, I don't believe all this. He's not ready. Like, what does that mean? He's not ready.
I don't think Gruden wanted him. I think he wanted help for whomever. He loves Colt. And I think this is him saying, I'm evaluating. The second that the front office says, you're playing Haskins, I think he's fired. And that's the end of it. So right now it's still his say. And so he's going to play Case Keenum. It was the same thing why Adrian Peterson was deactivated week one. It was his say. Adrian Peterson was brought in by Bruce Allen in the front office. Even though he had that Pro Bowl caliber season last year for them, he was an alternate. It wasn't Gruden's call, so that was him putting his foot down. Luckily, the injury kind of brought that about, not that it made much of a difference. So I think that's his Waterloo. That's the last time and the last piece of power that he has.
Right.
As soon as he's gone, Haskins is going.
Will they get rid of Allen?
I mean, everything you point to says no, right? I mean, he toes the company line. He's there to be a bullet shield for Dan Snyder. There's no reason to believe that Bruce Allen is going anywhere anytime soon, even though that's the first move this organization should make.
So tell me about tonight. He's already been back there, Harper, but today it got pretty, loud. They were booing him and getting on him and everything else. And then tonight he hit a bomb home run, number 34 on the season. They really hate him, huh? Is that the deal?
Well, he's, he left. And it's weird because I think they were ready to hate him, Scotty. Everybody, I took so many calls by everybody just saying, oh, he's a Yankee, oh, he's a Cub. And we were kind of resigned to that happening. And it was the Phillies, and there was no thank you to the fans until he actually was playing baseball for Philadelphia. The worm turned, and there was this thought that, well, it doesn't matter because we saved all this money, and now we're gonna use that to sign Anthony Rendon. Well, that didn't happen, and now he's going to hit free agency. And, look, it's great they made this wild card game, but you're going to see Bryce Harper for the next 12 years. And I'm guessing Philadelphia's going to go to the postseason. And if you go back-to-back years losing Harper and then losing Rendon, and potentially Steven Strasburg can opt out of his contract this offseason – as well, it's pretty crazy how much turnover there could actually be with this baseball team for how good they were in the back half of this season.
Chad Dukes with us from the Fan in D.C. So now it's down to they have a one-game lead over the Brewers, and they're both hot. They're both winning a lot. Nationals win two today. That was huge. And it's boiling down to where they play that one-game playoff, right? It's crucial, don't you think, for the Nationals to get that game at home, or does it matter to you at all?
I really don't think – this sounds crazy. I don't know how much it matters. What matters is you got to know who to start. They've already said everybody's going to be up. Everybody's going to be able to pitch. But, Scotty, it's in one game, the Nationals' bullpen still has the ability to implode. They still have the ability to start Strasburg or Scherzer or Corbin, whoever it is, have that guy give up one run, and they still lose. They're good. They're better after the trade deadline where they brought in some help for the bullpen, but I don't care at all. I'm in the minority about where they play. I care about the fact that there's no rubber game. There's no makeup. If you're in a one-game scenario, I'm very nervous about that with how, especially with the way that they were smashed, tearing the cover off the ball, and their bullpen would go in the eighth inning and give up five runs, and it would all be for naught. We've just seen too much of that all season long, even when they were winning.
How good are they against the Brewers?
Well, I like their chances against any of those teams. As long as they don't have to play the Braves again this season, I think they'll be okay. The Cubs, I was always worried about just because of the offense, because of the star power, and they were so good at home. If you were in a situation where you're going to have to go to Chicago, that's what all Nationals fans were concerned with. I think they'll be fine against Milwaukee. I think they can beat Milwaukee, and I maybe I'm in the minority. I think I already said it, but I don't care if it's at their barn or ours.
So if you win the game, you play the Dodgers, right?
Well, I think that the Dodgers are the one team that everybody's terrified of, correct? So if you win the game, you go and play them. Get it out of the way. You know, prove to everybody right then and there that you're not the same old Nationals team. They have this reputation of going out in the first round. Why not do it against the heavyweight? Why not go up there and show everybody, hey, we're all in. Their manager just was, having a heart issue. This has been a crazy season for them. So I actually think the best case scenario would be go in there and go up against those pitchers and go up against that team and test your mettle and finally find out if we have a championship caliber Nationals team on the field.
Do you, Chad Dukes with us versus the world, do you think that the Capitals will bounce back and be great again, because they were great and then they let it all slip through their fingers, it seemed, and then but they're still a really good team. What do you think they're going to do?
Yeah, it's an interesting it's tough to say, Scotty. I mean, it was such a miraculous run, and then it was so I don't want to say it was obnoxious, but to just say, yeah, Barry Trotz, we're smarter than the room. Go take your money and beat Cheeks and get the hell out of here. Here's what I feel good about. You remember how bizarre this past year's NHL playoffs was and how many one seeds were getting knocked out. It was just topsy-turvy, dogs and cats living together. I don't think you're going to get that two seasons in a row, and this is still an incredibly talented team that's, got their building blocks secured and they're chalked full of, playoff experience now, championship experience. I think they can be a playoff team, but I do think that was a miraculous run they were on, and it was the perfect way to kind of get over that hump. But I think that hump is still there. This is probably, a team that tops off in potential in the divisional round.
So last but not least, I saw you because, I follow you. I'm a fan of yours. Do you you signed your deal, and you did it on Twitter, and then did you feel like – like Bryce Harper or whatever signing a big fat deal so everyone, could see your deal. You did it live. It was almost like a kid choosing his school to go play, college football. Did you feel in that moment that you were doing that?
A little bit. It was, I got to be honest, it's rather narcissistic, but most things I do are rather narcissistic. You know the name of the show. We all can't be Scott Farrell and be titans of industry. Like a two-year deal with a company that I work for is a pretty big deal.
And it's a miracle.
Much attention, and it really is. It felt like a miracle at the time. And Scotty, this is always fun. It was 2 months past when my contract was up, so I was just silently working without a contract, wondering if I was going to have to move back into a one-bedroom apartment the entire time. So, yeah, it was a pretty special moment. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, I've done the I've topped that. I did 2 years without one. Every month they made me sign a one sheet. It was the worst. It was the worst, and I can't begin to tell you. Like, I understand how that stress and pressure sucks, and I'm just glad you're locked in and doing your thing. You're a badass. We love you on the bench, brother. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio. Congrats. I'm just glad you're rocking.
You're the best in the business, Scotty. Always a thrill to come on. You know what a fan I am of yours.
All right, Chad Dukes, afternoons on the Great Fan, 106.7 in D.C. They're getting ready for a postseason wild card playoff game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.